Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the top strengths and weaknesses of the dismissive avoidant attachment style individual. So it's really important to remember that our attachment style are our internal programs, and they are going to get brought with us into all areas of life. So today we're going to talk about what you can do to sort of recognize your strengths and then also recognize your more challenged places so that you can really break through these areas and have more self-awareness and insight into your blind spots, which will help you better thrive at work. So the very first strength that's really big and important for dismissive avoidant attachment styles is they tend to be very practical and grounded in the way that they approach things. And this can be very, very valuable because you sort of get this like really realistic, grounded side that has a really important role in the workplace as a whole. And dismissive avoidance tend to be very realistic this way. And at a deep level, like at its core, a lot of our strengths often come from persevering through hard or challenging times. And part of this like groundedness of the dismissive avoidant, where they can be so practical and just like very strong in this area, often comes from the fact that they often didn't get their needs met in childhood, which led them to a point of sort of like looking at things from this grounded perspective of like, okay, what's actually possible, what's workable. And sometimes it's really powerful in organizations to have a visionary. And sometimes it's really powerful in organizations to have somebody who's going to like bring people back down to reality and like, you know, see what's possible from a really realistic point of view. And this often really helps get the job done. Strength number two, dismissive avoidants are not ones to let their emotions take over. Dismissive avoidants often can thrive in like really high stress environments, not always. And I'm not saying like I recommend this, but as a general rule, DAs, like even when people are going through emotional chaos around them, tend to be able to like just put their head down, keep things grounded, not let their emotions take over, and just be very hardworking and determined without like getting involved or distracted too much by these sort of external things. And this is yet another strength of dismissive avoidance. Like you can imagine how many different career paths or areas this would really help somebody to thrive within. So strength number three is dismissive avoidants tend to be very intellectual and thorough in their approach to things. So DAs tend to look at things from a very like intellectual lens. And oftentimes because DAs have sort of compartmentalized away their emotions, they really spend a lot of time investing in like the mental area of life more so than the emotional area of life. So you'll see that they really invest in often like learning their minds, their intellectual opinions, ideas, point of view. So as a general rule, DAs tend to be quite strong in this area. Strength number four, dismissive avoidants tend to be very independent and they enjoy like endless learning. They can think things through very carefully. They can be very hardworking. And as a general rule, this independence and this valuing of their autonomy helps them feel like they don't have to wait on other people to complete things, helps them feel like they'll sort of find their own way to get things done if they need to be. And this can be a really powerful thing for many different reasons. So I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are running a 7-day free trial to everything at the Personal Development School. This means all of the courses, literally every single one, combined with the 4 live weekly webinars that I host with all of our students. You can come in, you can leave your camera on, you can ask questions, you can turn your camera off and just do audio, or you can type your questions in the chat. And we get this live interaction for any relationship or any questions whatsoever that you have. And we also have daily community events that are hosted by trained facilitators, coaches, and we have them so that you can set up communication practice and you can work through communication scripts. There's so many different features of PDS, and I would love for you to come in, try it out, check it out, see if it's for you, dive into some of the courses. You can download and print off the workbooks, and I would love to see you on the other side. Major strength number five is dismissive avoidants tend to be very good at speaking up for their boundaries and what their needs are. Dismissive avoidants often get far ahead in the workplace because they're willing to like ask for that raise, ask for what they deserve, say no to people trying to put things on them that they don't think is their work to be doing, which can help them get really focused and like ahead on what their tasks are. And this can also help them to work well, like under pressure at times. And obviously that like analytical point of view the DA has is yet another kind of bonus strength in there. Our major weaknesses or challenging points for the dismissive avoidant. Sometimes DAs can be unaware of other people's needs, and they can be, because they're sort of in their own space, right? If you grew up with modeling that was like, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, we're meeting our needs, you should meet your needs. And if your needs are neglected to a certain degree by your caregivers, you sort of have this concept, this like idea or model of life at a subconscious level that says everybody's sort of out for themselves. And sometimes dismissive avoidants don't even really consciously realize how much people like coworkers, colleagues, obviously romantic relationships are really needing more from them. And it's not because they're trying to necessarily ignore it or push that away, but because that's not the modeling they grew up with. So it's not something that's like really on their radar. Another thing that happens is sometimes dismissive avoidants can be cold or blunt, which again, to a DA might serve sometimes. And when DAs are communicating with other DAs, it's like straight to the point, like, you know, cut everything else out and just get to the point. And this can be something that like keeps things streamlined and simple and practical and grounded and all these different things. But to certain attachment styles, it can be received as harsh or uncaring or cold or these sorts of things, and then can actually cause like little challenges in relationship dynamics from time to time as well. Another thing is DAs sometimes will value their freedom and autonomy, maybe to a fault, where they may be like uncompromising on things where there may be teamwork required, or there may be like more interpersonal relationships that are important to be participating in. So that's another really important thing to be aware of. And our last two major potential pain points for DAs in the workplace are that they sometimes dislike operating too far outside of their comfort zone because they really value that like security and stability. And they may be a little bit more conflict avoidant at times, which can sort of lead to like a lack of resolution and sometimes harbored resentments that DAs are not consciously aware of.